is an attack on democracy, is an attack on the will of the people. Yes, ngabe kulo umuntu olezinkinga lama problem ake kodwa ke akukhangelelwa ngokubana ke kulizofu ngoku undermine the will of the people. Ngenxa yokuthi abantu bavota, and that is an attack on democracy, and ZANU-PF has always been on an agenda to systematically eliminate and undermine the will of the people. So yikho elikubona khona, and the same thing ngenxa yokubana ke abantu nxa bavota uvoti yabo ingasasebenzi ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyaphuma evela lapha avela khona ukuthi ubani sengimkhiphile ubani sengimkhiphile, kuyenza kube nzima ukubana abantu bebe nethemba mayelana nokuvota. Yinto okufanele silungiswe, yinto okufanele siyikhangele thina njengamaZimbabwe.
Njengoba sokunje, lizathatha manyathelo bani pho?
Yes, siyaqhubekela phambili ke silo mhlangano wethu lokuhlangana labanye abatshiyeneyo abasimelayo. Bayakhangela ke impumela ephume High Court, 28-page judgment. So iyakhangelwa ke once singaqeda ukuyihlunga sibe kwazi ukubana ke siya phambili njani njengebandla le-Triple-C, and sazisa ke uzulu wonke jikelele and all who care to listen ukubana thina siyathatha ke ndlela bani, both politically and legally, ukubana silungise indaba ke yoku-undermine-wa ke kwamavoti abantu abavotayo bevotela ke abantu ababakhethayo ukubana bebamela ke edale ephalamende lasemakhansilini. So siza qeda ke mhlangano yethu sikhulume labantu bonke beZimbabwe, kodwa siya emphasize ukuthi abantu bebe kwazi ukubana thina njenge-Triple-C akula bantu esamkhiphayo, akula bantu esabaxotshayo. So konke likubona imisebenzi yeZANU-PF, its agenda and objective iku-undermine ke ukhetho olwayenza ngabantu.